This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 yeah. WIP. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Gets you aboard. And we'll go back to all your phone calls here on the Phillies and, of course, selling Hugh on your town in just a few minutes. But we promised it, and he's here. Ryan Howard, the big piece,
big
joining
piece.
Us right now on the Midday Show to talk some Phillies, maybe some sandwiches. Ryan, how are you today, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
How you doing, man? Hey, man, I appreciate this, man. I mean, you know, this is a big deal. Ryan was my neighbor. Back before Ryan like blew up,
how about that?
Like, yeah, he was my name. He did when he blew up though. But the one thing about my brother, when he blew up, he stayed the same though. He didn't change at all. He was still.
Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate that, Mr. Douglas. Appreciate that, sir.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you joining us. And curious your thoughts on this Phillies team now, Ryan. Is 10 games over 500. They're leading that top wild card spot. It's been kind of a weird season. They got such a slow start, then they got red hot for about 6 weeks, and now they've played kind of 500 baseball for a month. What do you see when you look at this Phillies team?
I mean, that's called baseball. I mean, that's the ebbs and flow of a baseball season. I mean, even back when I was playing, you know, Phillies have always been at getting out of slow starts. And as I was always told, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. And at some point, you're going to have those streaks where you get hot and then you're going to kind of mellow out again. So, I mean, to me, I would rather have them kind of go through playing somewhat of the 500 baseball now at the end of August. And then start to pick it back up in September. I mean, as you saw last year, hey, when you can get hot at the right time, great things happen.
You know, Ryan, I'm curious because you've been here and you've dealt with this a whole lot. How do you stay the course when you know you got guys like me and Joe Giglio talking about baseball every day and we're riding this roller coaster up and down? How do you maintain a level head with all that going on?
Hey, that's why they put seatbelts on the roller coaster. Sit back and relax. You just got to sit back and relax. I mean, it's 162 games. I mean, you're going to have some good stretches. You're going to have some bad stretches. And like my man Jim told me, he said, don't get too high, don't get too low. Just stay even keel. I know that's tough to say in Philadelphia because the fans are so passionate. Everybody's so passionate, but you know, these guys know what to do. I mean, they got a taste of it, I think, you know, from last year. And I think in terms of that, it's going to be one of those things where I think they're going to know what to do in the right time.
Ryan, I'm not sure how much you've noticed so far or gotten to see of Bryce Harper playing first base. But when you see his transition there, trying to play the position because this year he still can't throw from the outfield, what do you think the most challenging thing for him is going to be? He's never played the position. He was a catcher as a kid, became an outfielder in the pros. He's been that, you know, for all these years now. What do you think the most challenging part of these games, especially bigger games, will be for Bryce at first base?
I think the biggest thing for Bryce is just continuing, like, to get the footwork and just to get the understanding of the throws. I think if guys are able to make, you know, good throws and give him good opportunities to try to make plays on the ball, he's athletic enough to where he's going to make those adjustments. And I've watched him, and I think he's done pretty good thus far.
You know, Ryan, I got to be honest, man. And the reason why I reached out to you and asked you to be on the show is because I saw you on television last week and you talked about sandwiches and you talked about a sandwich shop that you had up here in Philadelphia. So that's what I – you know, baseball was kind of like a side topic, and I know, Joe, you know, a big baseball fan. But I want to talk about these sandwiches and what you got going on in Philadelphia right now.
Man, that's what's up, man. I got that Colby Southern Kiss chicken. Obviously, we've got the stand over in the ballpark over by Section 121. Couple restaurants, couple standalone restaurants, one out in Mount Holly, New Jersey, and then over in Delaware. So it's been good, man. It's been great. We've had a lot of great feedback. So, you know, got the big piece chicken sandwich. As you know, when I was last up there, we were out there promoting the Waffler. So that's in there. So a lot of good sandwiches, a lot of good food for the entire family.
So wait a minute. I need two things, the name of it, and when I go, I need to know what is the best sandwich that I can, like, what is the one that you feel that would satisfy me the most when I go get it?
Oh, man, look, it all depends on what that appetite looks like. I mean, you got the spicy, you got the Nashville hot, you got the kicking chicken. The big piece is a big seller over there. So, I mean, it depends on what you're feeling.
So I'm looking at the menu right now, Ryan. This and it looks great. So there's the big piece you told us about, and then there's also the Flying Hawaiian. So which one is better, the big piece or the Flying Hawaiian?
Now you did. You go.
Oh, man, you know, you already know what time it is. I got to go ahead and go with that big piece, man. But the Flying Hawaiian is just as good. Like I say, it just all depends on what that taste portfolio is looking like at the time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan, we're talking to Ryan Howard here. Obviously, Philly's great and got a chicken place in the area, and we're excited to talk to Phillies with him. Ryan, I'm curious for you. I think you're someone that probably can relate. Kyle Schwarber has had a really interesting season. His power numbers are what you'd expect, over 30 home runs. He's gotten a lot of walks. He's this team's leadoff hitter. He's the leader of the team. But that batting average, it's just been low all season. It's in the 180s, even when he hits for a week or so. It still hasn't got over 200. You know, you had years like that, maybe not that low, but, you know, in the lower 200s, certain years. How hard is that? I think the game has changed, Ryan, where people understand batting average isn't everything. And if you're doing other things, people could still appreciate your game. But is that hard? Do you think it's hard for him? Was it hard for you when you're down years batting average wise to look at that scoreboard and see 180 or see, you know, 207 or whatever? Is that hard even though you know you're doing other things to help the team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first thing is, as you said, the game has definitely changed. The emphasis more so when I was playing was kind of like batting average, RBIs, home runs, and the production. I think with Kyle, it's one of those things where he's going to be a guy where if he's going out there and he's getting his walks and hitting homers and getting, you know, timely hits when you need them, that's what's important. I mean, it's all about what he can do to help the team win. Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting now in terms of the batting average, because as hitters, guys work on trying to be a complete hitter. And as long as he's able to get on base, help, you know, score runs and drive in runs, at this point, that's what really matters.
Ryan, we've been watching this team all year, and one of the things it feels like is that they're waiting to switch to put the flip on, right? To flip the switch, to go on and be their best selves. And you mentioned you'd rather them be, you know, kind of like this and then get hot in September. Take us back to 09, or 08, 09, 07, you make the playoffs. 08, you make the World Series, win it. 09, 10, was it difficult to get as motivated in the regular season after what you guys did in 08? Because I've been wondering that with this team. Are they kind of still waiting for the bright lights of October and we have to kind of get through the season here? Was the season as easy to get up for in 09-10 after what you accomplished in 08? Was it harder in the regular season to be as dialed in every day?
No, I mean, I think that was just our group. You know, I think for every year we went in with the expectation of trying to get back and win World Series. So for us, it wasn't that. We were just either kind of waiting sometimes. There were times during the season where it did feel like, hey, wait, what inning is this? And, you know, it's like the sixth inning. It's like, oh, man, we got to go. So So I don't think these guys are in that mode. Again, it's just how the game goes sometimes. I mean, you go through these stretches, but when you can get it going, you know, at the right time and get it, everybody start to click at the right time in September going in October, then that's when the fun really happens.
Ryan Howard with us here, the big piece. Ryan, you were, for I think almost everyone listening to us today, probably the best or one of the few best power hitters we've ever seen, certainly here in Philadelphia, which you did with those big years, 58 home runs. When you watch the game now, who's your favorite power hitter to watch? Like, does anyone remind you of you? Like, who, if you had to pick one power hitter to watch, who are you going with? Is it Ohtani, Judge? You know, who's your guy?
All right, so I would say – I would probably say Aaron Judge reminds me a lot of me, but I would say Schwarbs reminds me a lot of Therzy. That's Therz. Because it's just like when Schwarbs connects on a ball, it's different. Therzy had one thing on his mind, one thing only. I'm not saying that's what Schwarbs does, but when Schwarbs swings that bat, there's a lot of ill intent in that swing. He's trying to do something dangerous up there. So I love watching him. But, I mean, Ohtani is just a different breed, man. I got a chance to watch him take batting practice in Miami during the World Baseball Classic. And, I mean, he was just making that place look small. I mean, hitting balls to the upper deck, off the screen, straightaway center field with ease. And I was just I've never seen that before. It's different.
So, you know, Ryan, I know we talked a couple of days ago, and you was talking about running around with the kids. So we got any young Ryan Howards coming up anytime soon? Anybody playing baseball right now?
Man, I got my son down. He's down in school his senior year. He's down school in West Palm. So he's getting ready for his last year down there. And then I got my girls. My oldest daughter's playing softball, so I got to get my mind right. I'm going to be out there helping coach her team. So it'll be fun. And then dance.
That's it?
Yep. So I'm a dance dad and, you know, try to help get them right on that front as well.
So you don't be out there when you're coaching, you don't be out there acting wild, yelling and screaming and stuff, do you? Are you kind of chill dad?
I just look at the other coaches that are out there yelling and screaming, and I'm just like, "What? Like, what are we doing? Like, these kids are like 8 years old, man. Like, what are we talking about right now?"
Yeah, it's a little different.
Calm everyone down a little bit, Ryan. We really appreciate. Glad to hear you and the family are doing well, and good luck with the Colby's Southern Kiss Chicken. We'll definitely check it out. We're at the park. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it.
You the man.
Hey, appreciate you guys, man. Be good.
All right, go mob.